ओम शांति। इन मधुबन ऑल ऑफ अस आर वेरी वेरी फॉर्चुनेट बिकॉज वी कम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ सो मेनी सीनियर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स। ऑफ कोर्स वी डू मीट द दादीज, वी डू मीट बाप दादा, बट देन सो मेनी सीनियर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स आर हियर हुम यू वुड नेवर अदरवाइज मीट in your countries maybe. So we have in front of us brother Mohan Singhal. Mohan is another name for Krishna. He is our senior brother who has been with Baba for more than 40 years, and the moment he came to Baba and he just started opening centers, that's his great fortune. As Baba says, he came and started creating his fortune. In India, he opened centers in northeast of India. And he was very, very fortunate indeed to be present in Madhuban on 18th of January, the day Baba left the body, 18th January 1969, he was here. So that's also his great privilege. And he is the coordinator of all of our professional wings which we have in Gyan Sarovar. People from different professions come here and he coordinates all those programs. He's an engineer by profession. But then when Gyan Sarovar was built, Baba made him finish his Laukik job. He retired voluntarily and surrendered completely for Baba's service. So since from the beginning of Gyan Sarovar, it started nearly, I think, over 15 years now. So he has been coordinating. He has also organized many rallies, many programs for engineers and scientists, as he's a national coordinator for engineers and scientists wing. Also organized many conferences, seminars, and he has even won awards for arranging different type of rallies, yatras as we call them. He has served many engineers and scientists, and actually He is the one who first of all invited Abdul Kalam, who is now the president, but that time he was a scientist, and attracted Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam to Baba, and since then he's so cooperative, the president of India. And many, many specialities the brother has, and he's also responsible for creating many new exhibitions. So recently he created an exhibition called Disaster Management, in which because so many disasters are happening these days, so how they can manage. And this is a very prime, I should say, topic of this time. So he'll tell you more about that, but then we have given him the subject, not disaster management, but preparation for the final moments. So how we have to prepare, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, for those final moments. So that he will share with you, Brother Mohan. He lives in Madhuban, and he has also traveled widely to America. He went, and there also he did similar programs on self-management and life management skills, especially for the management of different companies. So he's going to share on how to prepare for the final moments. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. When we talk about the final moments, naturally in our mind a picture comes that it is the end, whether it is my end or the end of the society, the world, but a drastic change. Otherwise also, when we talk of final moments in our life, day-to-day life, whenever we are conducting any program, any social program, Baba service program, exhibitions or conferences, etc., we make ourselves very busy, and as the final moments approach, the final time comes, we become more and more busy, and the smallest details, finest details, they are chalked out, and we all work on them. We race against the time, against the resources, against everything to complete the target, to achieve the target. Similarly, in this Brahmin life, our ultimate aim is, what is our ultimate aim? Yes? To achieve the success, to achieve our target, to be with Baba after attaining our karmatit stage. And that is our ultimate target. And how wonderful it is that in this race, all are running. The one who started the race maybe 70 years back, and the one who is starting today. Everybody is in the race. And the result is still wide open. Baba says, so far, how many results have been declared? Number. Of how many souls? Yes? Two. Achha. I was thinking of one only. Those who feel that the result of one is declared, they may raise their hand. Or those who feel the result of two are declared, they may raise. Okay. Others who have not raised the hand, it means what? Neither one or two, then how many? Well, it's nice to feel that we all are in the race, and there is all possibility that we get the mark in the race, and what Baba says become the bead of this Baba's garland. Well, it is said that forewarned is forearmed. Worldly it is said. If the warning is there, if we know that this is going to happen, then it's as good as forearmed. That is, we are well prepared. Similarly, Baba has warned us, or Baba has opened his cards. What are the papers? They are coming. What will be the final moments? And how to achieve the success? In one of the earliest Murlis, early 70s, Baba said, though there are different type of papers, different type of moments in your life will come, but if we summarize, then total 5 different type of papers we all have to encounter in our life. And especially in the end, towards the end. And we all know that the final moment is approaching. So we should be ready. As Sister Shilu was talking, we should be ready physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and up to some extent the socially also. So different various physical, mental, social, emotional, spiritual. How to be ready for the final moments. So in that Murli, Baba has identified five different type of papers for which we have to be ready. And that include all these aspects. First one is more a physical nature of paper. The shortage of basic life supporting materials. I am reminded of our environmental awareness campaigns. The scientist engineer wing has taken out number of campaigns, and in those campaigns we used to say, giving some statistics, that one can live without food up to some 5 weeks or so. Maybe even more, but on an average about 5 weeks. Without water up to some 5 days. But without air, how many minutes? Try. Very difficult. Not even 5 minutes. You try to stop your breath and one can realize. So, these are the basic life-supporting elements. Air, water and food. And as the situation of the world is becoming worse and worse day by day, more terrorism, more pollution and more negativities in the mind of the people. So Baba is warning us, Baba is giving us sufficient hint that the time will come when, though physically there may be lot of material, lot of food, but it will not be of eatable nature. We can't eat. It may become poisoned. Anything, terrorist can do anything. Similarly, the water. And I am reminded of one of gas tragedy in India about some 15 years back in Bhopal. So the whole air of the city was polluted. And we all know about the Chernobyl incidents and other radioactive materials coming out. Still the Hiroshima and Nagasaki is quite fresh in the mind of most of the people. So, the air, just imagine if the air becomes polluted. Polluted in the sense, the poisonous. And that is a basic life-supporting thing. So why Baba is telling? Because it is likely to happen in, may not be in the whole world, but in some parts of the world at least. So this is first paper of little physical nature. And Baba says that try to imagine, of course for air we can't do, but at least for water and food etc., we can prepare mentally ourselves, sometimes taking our own examination, as Baba has done. When we go through the history of the institution, then, and it is said by our seniors, our dadis, our all elder brothers and sisters, that whereas on one side, Baba provided all the, you see, princessly comforts to our sisters and brothers, on other side, we all know, there were some moments, not only for few days, but for months together also, when everybody had to pass through the examination. Examination in the sense that only very limited food was available, and everybody was introspecting that how, if such a situation comes in life, how I will pass through that situation. And most of our sisters and brothers, they came out with flying colors. Well, those were our senior brothers and sisters. What about me? So that's why Baba says that this will be one of the papers. Another one Baba has said in that Murli is paper from the five vices. We all know, and we all are doing Raj Yoga meditation and spiritual knowledge, studying this one, how to conquer the lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment, etc. And the lesser vices, jealousy, hatred, ego, etc. Well, nothing to add much, because we all are the students of this institution. Maybe somebody may be of few years, few months, but we all know about our practices, and we all devote our time, our energy for conquering these vices. But another subtle aspect of this one is our old sanskars, you see. So visibly it may look that I have conquered these vices, I am now no more getting angry, I don't have this ego, like that. But most of the time what happens that it is not fully conquered, but it is subsided. And as the situation arises, then the volcano erupts. Quite a good number of times it happens, and we all are experienced ones. Well, this is also daily. Baba is giving us classes, and we try ourselves, our best, to conquer our old subtle sanskars. But one of the most difficult part is the another paper. I am trying to take only those one which are lesser understood, the papers from these five elements of nature, because that is such a paper, nobody knows when the paper will come, how much intensity will be there of that paper, the earthquake, the flood, droughts, the tsunamis, like that. And these are of such vast magnitude sometime that when this paper comes, nobody knows that who will have to leave the body and who will be the survivors. And even those who survive, they will have to pass through such a trauma in their life that it becomes quite difficult to face that situation. And that's why in our Hindu mythology, in Indian ancient spiritual this literatures, there is one Bhishma Pitamaha. You might have heard the name, is one of the main actors of Mahabharata, who was having this one Ichha Mrityu, means whenever he likes, then he was in position to leave the body. Usually the death comes when nobody knows when the death will come, exact moment of the soul leaving the body. But there are characters, and that what Baba wants, that we become so much powerful that we become embodiment of so much power that we leave the soul, we leave the body, our soul leaves the body as per our wish. So that the final moment is a victorious moment. Because it is said that antmate sogate means, as in the end, when our end is coming, whatever our thoughts are there, our feelings are there, accordingly our next birth will be there. So this antmate sogate, this one we have to see that this remains in our control, and when we leave the body, we are having no desires, no other feelings in our mind except that I am and my Baba. Baba, I am coming to your lap, I am leaving this body, and that for that final moment we all are preparing ourselves. Whether one is a very senior brother or sister, or one who has recently started this journey, but we all are preparing for that final moment. So how to get ourselves prepared for those final moments? We know if the examination, if our target is clear, then our preparations accordingly go on. So Baba has made ourselves, given us very clear target. What are our, ultimately, how many certificates we have to win? How many certificates Baba has said? Yes? 3, right? What are those 3? We all know. Yes? Yes? Yes, certificate from the self, certificate from other members of our divine family or other family from the world, and 3rd is certificate from Baba, Bab Dada. So if these certificates are clear in my mind, accordingly my Pursharat will be there. So to get the certificate from Baba, Baba has said number of times, what is the one single Pursharat, single thing which I have to inculcate in my life to get the certificate from Baba? Yes, very clear. Baba said, one slogan Baba gives usually. God is pleased on which souls? Honest, true. Sacche dil par sahab raji. Baba says, God is happy and pleased on those who are honest, clear-hearted, transparent souls. Whatever inside, the same outside. So, and how you will recognize those souls. Because you see, if something is there, then there are some instruments, there are some physical signs, symptoms. So how you will recognize, yes, this soul seems to be the honest one, true one, clear one. Another slogan. Yes, today even, I think today in Murli, yesterday, Janki Dadiji, she was telling, and she was giving one example of one brother from Bangalore. He used to say that slogan very frequently. Yes? Sach to bitho nach. Means, the one who is true by heart, he will always be dancing. He will always be happy, contented, like that. So let me introspect myself whether I am always happy. And if I feel this, I am contented, I am happy, it means I am truthful also. I am honest to Baba. So that is the first certificate, first paper. Everywhere, at each and every step, I have to introspect myself, you see. Because Baba says, so far the Brahma Baba, he has attained the ultimate status, that karmatit sthiti, the last final stage. And Baba always used to say that the final paper, whenever it comes, nobody knows. But try to make those situations as you are passing through that paper today. And then see what is your mental stage at this time. And if once or twice, again and again, if I make myself available for this practice, then naturally, in due course, when my mind is sufficiently trained, then when the actual paper comes, then I will be passing through with the flying colors, with all the victories. So I have to just try to make those situations, to create those situations time to time, mentally, and then see that what is my mental stage. So that was one certificate. Second certificate is from the family. Okay. What is the single most important qualification to pass through this paper? Baba always says, whether it is divine family or Laukic family or others, those others members in the society, and that one single thing what Baba wants us to practice, yes? Baba has said one single thing, that yes, give respect and regard to all, irrespective of whether one is elder or junior or whatever be the one's position. Because whether one is in the spiritual knowledge or not, but everybody expects respect and regard. So, and we may be giving, but how to see that whether the other one is accepting that one or not. And in due course, you see, those who are opposing us in the spiritual knowledge, or those who are not very well versed with us, with whom our relationship is not very harmonious, but if we continue go on giving regard and respect to them, naturally that will come back to us. It is the law of nature. Every action has got equal and opposite reaction. If suppose the other one is not responding in the same manner, it means there is something lacking from my side. Because in subtle mind, externally we may be giving, but in the subtle mind it remains sometimes, oh, he is like that, she is like that, they are not going to change. But the day when this subtle feeling goes up, then automatically the response will start coming. This is the second one. Then another one is from the self. Yes? This is also very easy. Baba has said number of times, the certificate from the self. Mariyada. When our conscious mind, when we are not able to give certificate to ourselves, try to take in this way. You see, though we are practicing everything, all the rules, regulation, but sometimes it happens that we feel guilty conscious. Or our conscious, ourselves bite. When this situation arises, yes, sister has told it clearly. When? Yes, when we break maryadas, when we know that this is right, this should not be done, but still if that thing is done, then our consciousness bite us. In those situations we are not able to give ourselves those certificates. So basically now what is required, that such type of situation never arises. And my own consciousness should not bite me, that I should not have done this thing. This should not have happened like that. So these are broadly the papers. Well, another paper is that which is also linked with this one, and Janaki Dadi was referring a few days back in our meeting, that one paper is of paper from evil souls. Some of the souls you see, those who leave the body, everybody leaves the body, but some of the souls don't get the body immediately. They wander here and there, and they settle their karmic accounts with those souls with whom they are having the account, and then sometimes most of the time it is not desirable. And these evil souls are where they reside till the time they are they get another body. If a soul leaves the body, because now the time will be coming, time is there, then quite a good number of souls will be living will be dying untimely, you see. And they will be having so many desires still, unfulfilled desires in their mind. And so much unfulfilled desires are there, then as per the drama, those souls, and as per their account with some of the souls, they will fulfill their desires through somebody's body. So when this is going on, and this part will be increasing day by day, and this usually happens that where the cleanliness is not there. Cleanliness, both physical cleanliness and inner cleanliness. You see, where the cremation is done, where the dead bodies are taken, and the places where those which are dirty places, there usually these type of souls, they are there. What Dadi Janaki Ji was telling, that only she was giving a few examples also. So I have to introspect myself whether I am inside and outside very clean, as Baba says, because it is not only the external cleanliness but the inner cleanliness also. Well, these are some of the things which are not required, nobody wants, but as per the drama one may have to settle the accounts. But the most important paper, as I was telling you, the paper from the five elements of nature, because most of the transformation of the world will be taking place by these elements. They will be helping us. Baba has said in some of the murlis, I am reminded of some early 70s murli, when Baba has said that these elements of nature, they will be helping in the transformation also, in the transformation of the world, and again bringing the world of the golden age. Both ways. What I mean by both ways, that after, when the transformation of the world takes place, first let us take this one, when the transformation of this world takes place. Say suddenly earthquake comes, just imagine the situation, a big scale earthquake is coming. And all the buildings, cities, say, and on the Richter scale, maybe some 9 or 9.5 or like that, then everything is, the cities, they are coming down, each and every house. In that situation, then what to do? If I have to pass through that situation, then what to make preparation as per today's topic? How to make preparation for that disastrous day? Well, it is on subtle level. And Brahma Baba, I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba, as the sister was telling. And at this moment I will like to tell you that on 17th January 1969, I was posted very far distance in Assam, and I came here on 17th January morning. And 17th and 18th January, the whole 2 days, I was with Brahma Baba. And though earlier also I have met him number of times, 5-6 times, right from 1963, when I came in this knowledge, 63 to 69, but those 2 final days, when Baba has attained his Karmatita stage. So how Baba has come up to that stage, Karmatita stage, and how Baba passed through his final moments. So on 17th and 18th January, early, we used to go in the Baba's lap whenever we used to meet Baba. Brahma Baba, so loving, his eyes so powerful, and whenever we used to come before Brahma Baba, Baba will spread his hand. Oh, dear children, sweet children, come. And we just magnetic pull used to be there, and we all used to go in the Baba's lap. Right from 63 I am having that experience. But during those 17th and 18th January, as soon as I went in Baba's lap, immediately complete soul conscious stage. I forgot completely 100% about the body. That was so powerful stage of Baba. And for that moment also, now we have to prepare, because Baba has made his stage so karmatit, so soul conscious, that Baba's vibrations, Baba's just touch, little touch of Baba will make the other one completely just forgetting about his or her body. So that was so powerful stage. I met roughly 4 times during those 17th and 18th January to Baba. Another thing I observed, that earlier when we used to go to Brahma Baba before, that Baba will call us, tell me about what are the services going on, how many students are coming this way, that way, the expansion of services. But as Baba was approaching towards his final stage, Karmatita stage, so Baba was just asking, just tell me within 1 minute or 2 minute, what are the services. And whenever we used to go to Baba, so though Baba may be sitting in his hut or in his room or the history hall where the parties used to meet Baba, but though the physically Baba used to be here, his eyes open, but mentally Baba used to be away, just in Paramdham or in another world. And at that time when we used to go to Baba, then just the Brahmani, the sister in charge, will tell Baba, Baba. And then Baba used to get a sort of jerk. Yes, yes, have you said something? As Baba was physically here, but mentally he was somewhere else. And after that jerk, then, oh, come on, dear children, come on, like that. And then Baba will start talking. So physically he used to be here most of the time, most completely when body was here, but mentally used to be Baba most of the time away from the body. So let me also see whether I am preparing myself for these movements, that for performing my part, I am here, and as soon as my part is over, I leave the body and I am there in Paramdham. Number of times I observed these things. Another thing which I observed, that as Baba was approaching towards his final moments, final preparation, then whenever we used to go to Baba with number of questions. I'm basically a scientist and technical fellow. So to go this question, to that I will ask Baba this question, this thing. And as soon as we used to approach Baba, Baba will give a drishti, Brahma Baba. And then, after giving drishti, Baba will say, oh, you have come for this one, this is your question. Okay, do like this. And this is the answer. Not only Baba will give the answer, but Baba will tell what is going on in my mind. That is, what is the question is there. So it happened once, twice, thrice, four times, when number of times it has happened, that how Baba knows what is going on in my mind. Whenever I am going before Baba, for a moment Baba will give his drishti, and Baba will say. Then once I asked Badi Didi, Manmohani Didi used to be there, Didi, how it happens that Baba knows what is going on? Different type of question. Number of time I went with some other type of questions, but Baba will tell, okay, you have come for this one, do like this. Then Dadi, Badi Didi gave wonderful reply. She told that, you see, Baba has conquered completely this mental faculty, means mind. Though we talk about the mind management and how to manage the mind, but Baba has practically done that one, and Baba has got Ichha Matram Avidya. Means, now there are no desires left. Ichha Matram Avidya. Ichhaon ki bhi avidya. Means, what Baba used to say, you should even forget what are the desires. So, when there are no desires, no thoughts in your mind, then whomsoever comes before you, then you will be able to read the mind of the person and accordingly fulfill their desires. Because in the end, this part will be there everywhere, that people will be coming before us with various desires. So somebody will come with the desire to get peace, somebody happiness, somebody just power, might, light, like that, various desires. So unless I read their mind with what desire they are coming, how I will be able to fulfill their desires? Moreover, there are so many so-called gods even in India now. If suppose somebody is coming to have the divine vision, somebody wants to see Lord Krishna or Ram or Christ or Guru Nanak or Muhammad, whatever. And if I don't know what is his or her desire, then if the person sees somebody else, then he will not be impressed by that one. And we have seen in Baba's history also that once when the Yajna was passing through a phase and some Sikh Sardarji came with the intention to harm Baba, to kill Baba. You all must have read in the Baba's history book. And then he got the divine vision, he got the Sakshatkar of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, with whom he was having the faith. So, this is very much needed for the final papers, for the last days. In the end, people will be coming from various directions. Because once they will know, yes, this is the true one. This is the true one. This is the only one. Now they say, yes, this is also one of the many's. Brahma Kumari's knowledge is also there, and different sects and cults and different religions are there. But as the time passes, Baba has said that there will be scientific instruments, more and more instruments will be coming, and scientists, they will be conducting experiments on various yogis. And then when they establish that yes, these Raj Yogis, they are the one who are really practicing the purity, whose mind, intellect, heart, that is pure, then only the whole world will know. And then in the end, queues and queues, people will be coming, Baba has said. So once the science establishes this one, and for that one, Baba wants us to get ready, to get ourselves prepared. So this is the time what Baba has given. So this I saw in Baba, that Baba was completely conquered his thinking, thoughts, willpower. So that was one of the things which I saw. What else? Various in the end, when Baba achieved his Karmatit stage, you see, on the last day, 18th January morning, Baba came in the class. And in history hall, you must have seen, there are like these two sanlis. In those days, there used to be these three, like this one. On one, Baba used to sit, on another one, Mama, and the middle one was, it used to be for the children or for the party members who used to come, and on the day when they come, they will be narrating their experiences, and the one day before when they leave, then they will be telling their refreshments, what I have achieved. So like that. So on 18th January, when Baba came to the class, and Baba conducted only the meditation, yoga. And at that time, you see, there was no tape, very old-fashioned gramophone, these records used to be there. So when Baba will conduct the meditation, and then after some time, Baba will clear his throat. And then we all will be ready with those, our diary and pen, and then Baba used to give the class. But that particular day, Baba, though Baba was getting himself, Brahma Baba was getting himself ready again and again, but probably it was Shiv Baba who wanted to give power and drishti to all the children who were sitting before Baba. And again after that one, giving drishti to every child, then Baba's drishti will come to Dadi Prakashmani ji, our Kumarka Dadi, who was sitting in the front. Baba will give drishti for more time, and then again that will be rotating of the drishti. Why I am telling this one? Because even in the end, you see, Baba was taking himself from, you see, activity, gradually withdrawing from the activity to yoga and yoga. He was preparing himself for the final moment. And that what is required, last some 3-4 years Baba was gradually, and he was withdrawing means performing all the yajna activities and everything, but and more and more time devoted to his hut, to his personal, and just to be away from the body. And it was observed during those periods that Baba had to make a purusharth to come back in the body. And after that work, Baba was very easily, he used to be mentally away from the body. So let me just introspect, let me feel whether I am on the same path, whether it takes me time to be away from the body or to come back in the body. What is our experience? Whenever we come in the class, then red light is there, some music is there, environment also spiritually charged. And then gradually we try to withdraw ourselves from the body and do the practice meditation. But whereas in Baba, just whenever we used to call Baba, 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 then Baba had to come just from away to the body and then performing the act to meet the children, to guide them, whatever the part was there, and then Baba will immediately, then mentally he will be there. So our conscious will tell that, no, still it takes me time to be away from the body, to become soul conscious and to be away from the body. Rather, it is very easy to come back in the body. As soon as the light is switched on from red to white, immediately we feel ourselves, we are here. But Baba's case was almost reverse. That morning Baba did not have a single word of Murli. Complete almost 45 minutes to 1 hour, completely Baba had drishti, and in the end Baba got up and then, okay, achha, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning, that's all. And Baba did not utter any other Murli that day. But throughout the day, thus Baba was almost normal. But in the evening, usually the class, BK's class time is 9 o'clock. Even nowadays, 9 o'clock the evening class starts. But that day, Baba called suddenly the brother in charge that Baba will take class now, about 8 o'clock in the evening. And so, 8:15, you just call everybody. Let us have meditation, just like Baba that day had. So that day, Baba called the class about some 40-45 minutes before. And Baba asked the concerned brother to inform everybody. So outside the history hall there used to be one bell, and the brother rang, and not so many parties were there. And immediately everybody came, and after a few minutes Baba came. And that day Baba's form was just very, very light, because after all Baba's karmatit stage, Baba has attained his stage. And though Baba's health was not very good, the age was about 93 years of age, and it was peak winter. But that day Baba, when he conducted the Murli night, so not a single time he was having that sore throat. And Baba's Murli, even if you listen today, that tape, such a continuous flow was maintained. Otherwise, usually, if the Baba's Sakar Brahma Baba's Murli you hear, the number of time that sore throat that is there. But that day, completely Baba, and most of the teachings of that one is, they are written on Shanti Stambh also. That now there will be children coming from all parts of the world, corner, and you have to tell that in whole world, India is the pilgrimage place, and in India, Mount Abu is the highest pilgrimage place, like that, that is also written. And so many, what Baba spoke that day. And after that, then class, not a single time Baba was having, and that very continuous flow was maintained. Baba got up after the class and then started giving drishti again. Then again Baba took one step or two step, again Baba turned, and then again Baba started giving drishti. So that day, Baba, though history hall is not very big, but Baba from that place to the door, Baba went some 5-6 times, Baba stopped and Baba was giving drishti to everybody, each and every soul. So that day Baba wanted to fulfill all the souls, to fill the souls with all the might. And then after that we all know Baba went outside and at the door Baba said, "Achha, what? Baba chutti leta hai. Okay, goodbye, alvida," like that. So Baba takes your permission to go. Okay? So like that, and then Baba left the body. We all know Baba went inside and just without any much feeling, just within few what the Dadi has seen, Dadi always say, but the important part is how Baba has conquered this five elements of nature, this body made up of these five elements. On 18th January, Baba left the body. And 19th January passed, 20th and 21st afternoon, evening of around 3 o'clock, Baba's cremation was done at the place where Shanti Stambh is there. But no injection was given to the Baba's body and no, you see, medicine was applied there. But Baba's body, that Brahma Baba was just, it looked like as he is simply sleeping. His body was shining and his body remained so flexible till the end, after some 70 hours or so. His body was still very flexible, which is against all the norms, medical norms, you see. I was there, I have seen, no injection, nothing was applied. So this was how Baba has conquered these five elements of nature. No bad smell from the body. Yes. Ice was, and the cold weather was also there, but usually even if the ice, the body is kept, body starts getting disintegrated. And I have seen number of others, within after some 8-10 hours or so, it starts. But this one was, and really it was a wonder to see, just as Baba is sleeping, and as usual Baba will get up and say, "Oh dear children, sweet children," like that. And so how to, you see, make friendship with these elements, because these five elements of nature, they will play a major role in the time to come, you see, especially in the transformation, in the destruction of the world. So if I make friendship with these five elements of nature, then a friend never takes the life of a friend. And one will help, you see. This is on a subtle level, just think over it. And then, antmate sogate, this one, my desires, they will be fulfilled. So how to make the elements, these five basic elements, make my friend, you see. Usually the friendship is there between those who are having similar type of sanskars, similar type of feelings and habits and sanskars. So let me see each and every element, what type of, you see, qualities are there, virtues are possessed by those elements, and then inculcate those virtues in me. For example, water. Water. How to make friendship with water, because in the end, lot of tsunamis are likely to come, lot of flood will be there, and water is likely to take the life of so many souls. Then, how to be, you see, make friendship with water, so that water becomes my friend. Baba says, they are your das, they are your servants. But now in Kali Yuga, Iron Age, they have become the masters. But again you have to make them their servants, so that till 2500 years they are serving you. So how to make friendship with water? What is the biggest quality of water? Coolness, yes, it flows. The biggest quality is it adjusts itself in whatever utensil you take the water. In glass if you take, it will adjust itself. In you see spoon, in other bucket, wherever, whatever shape, it will adjust. So flexible in nature. So I have to inculcate this flexibility nature in me. Whatever the, you see, wherever with whom I am residing, if I should be able to adjust with everybody. And then that is why the water always find its way. Even if a big boulder comes in the way of water, water will go like this. It will make its way and move ahead. So, this is one of the things. And if the water stagnates, suppose, if water is not able to move ahead, then what happens? You see, bad smell, mosquitoes and bees, etc., they will be generated like that. So I have to see also, if suppose these subtle vices, the jealousy, hatred and these negativities, they are coming, they are just like the negativities, and it means my progress have somewhere, it is affected, and that is why these are being generated. So I have to see that I always flow. I always move ahead and ahead in my life. These subtle paper, these will be coming before us and we have to move ahead and ahead. And what else? Water is also very cool. You see. Even if suppose sometimes we have to pass through a situation, when sometimes suppose I lose my temperament or something which is not very much required, but it happens in life. So just like water, if water is put on the fire, for some time it will be boiling, you see, but as soon as you take it out, automatically it will come down to its natural temperature. So it will acquire its original virtue. Similarly, if suppose due to some situation, some circumstances, if somewhat I deviate from my virtues, my qualities, then it should not take much time to come back to my natural stage in life. Like that. What else? Water is having number of qualities, you see. Water. It cleans everything, you see. So, like that, I have to inculcate all these virtues, qualities of water. So it is just like as I have made friendship with water, and then this water, whatever the tsunamis or floods are there, but I will be safe. Water cannot take my life, be guaranteed like that. It is. Similarly, earth. What is the biggest quality of earth? Yes? Tolerance. Even one more bigger quality is, earth is always a giver. Earth always gives. You just sow a single seed, that tree, plant will come, tree will come, and it will provide hundreds and thousands of seeds. Always a giver. From the earth, we get water, we get minerals, we get petrol, everything, life, you see. So let me also be always a giver. Baba says, if physical things, this you can't give always depending on the situation, but you can always radiate the peace, happiness, love, this tolerance, all these virtues. Wherever you go, give. Giver. Always be a giver, like earth. And once we are a giver, then it means I have made a friendship with the earth. And whatever the earthquakes are there, whatever the instability there in the earth, but this earth will not be responsible for taking my life. You see. Earth is also having so many other, as sister was telling, it is tolerance is there in earth. And earth, what are other qualities? Earth, you see, even with, yes? Stability is there, yes. Patience, right? We all know. So, these qualities, and each quality is associated with each element, you see. And similarly, what in the end, which is the other element now? Yes? Air, very vital. Life sustains on that one. So, what is the biggest quality of air is? It gets lifted, you see. It is light, takes everything light. Our song is Udte Chalo or Udate Chalo. One song is also like that. So air makes us light. It lifts everything. Heavier than air, thing will come down on the earth. Lighter than air, it will be going up and up. So like that. Air, whatever I have to be always light in my stage. Even if some situations come which make me heavy, but earliest possible I become light, and I am always, just because angels fly, as it is said. So like angels, if I want to be angel, let me fly and fly. Light. And without, you see, air, nobody can survive. So what Baba says, what is your life, what is your air, is enthusiasm, encouragement. Always be enthusiast, you see, in life. Your happiness should never vanish. This is my life, Brahman's life. Brahman's this. Air, this one, which is another, yes, element,
fire.
What is the quality of fire, you see, purifies, yes, fire, you see, with the fire, because in the nature, the fire is manifested in the form of sun, you see, sunlights are there, this light. So without sun, can you imagine the life on the earth? No. So, you see, before the sun, you see, before the light, sun is source of light, energy, heat, everything. So, if your face, if our face is there towards the sun, then our shadow will be on the back. And once my face is away from the sun, away from the source of light, then the shadow will always be guiding me, it will be ahead of me, and I will have to follow the shadow. So this, in the end, my stage should be like that, the stage of fire, because as the fire changes everything, if a thing is put on fire, it changes, its shape changes, its form changes, it purifies. So in the end, I have to be Jwalamukhi type, as Baba says. Yoga Agni, this yoga fire. Because people will be coming, people coming weeping, they will be going, you see, unhappiness, people will be, unhappy people will be coming, they will be going happy. They will be coming with sorrow mood, let them go with the happy mood. Peacelessness will be there, people will be coming with peacelessness. With all the peace they will be going. Because if I am having this yoga fire, this everything will get changed. But I have to see that I have always the feeling, always this burning desire of be yogi. And yogi of the highest stage. You see. And that will be possible only if I conquer all my weaknesses. And that will be possible only if my face is there towards the source of light, source of energy, Shiv Baba. Because if my face is there towards, then all my shadows, my weaknesses, they will be on the back. And, but once, if suppose momentary also, if my face is lifted, my back is there towards the source, towards Shiv Baba, then the my weaknesses will be guiding me and I will be following them. So that is the fire, you see. Then ether, yes, unlimited, you see, ether. And the basic thing in the ether is due to this ether, due to his open sky, you see, we are able to communicate with each other. Because satellites, they are launched, and when the satellites are there, geostationary orbit satellites, they are there, then we can see, we can through TV, we can listen radios, frequency waves, like that. But due to openness, vastness. So I have to see that my communication also remains with, not only with Baba, but with each and every soul of the world. Because those who will be Chakravarti Raja, who will be the conqueror, who will be Ashtratan, 8 jewels, you see, or 108, they will be having connection with all the souls. You see, maybe through mind, maybe it is not possible to see each and every soul of the world, to visit them, no, not possible, but through mind we can travel. And that is why Baba says, Amrit Vela, give the light and might to all the souls of the world. You see. Because we have to be mentally in communion with each other, with them. And that will be possible only just as the communication is possible in the, you see, ether. Just as the communication is possible because satellites are there. So I have to maintain the communication also and see that my communication never breaks down with anybody. What happens usually, those who are my friend, though with those who are having, with whom I am having good relationship and harmonious relationship, with them I want to pass time, I want to talk. But those with them who are not in very good terms with me, I usually want to avoid. In general this happens. But we have to see that our communication never breaks down with any soul. So, these are some of the things, actually 5 elements of nature, they also teach us how to prepare for the final moments, you see. And if we prepare ourselves with those moments, naturally we will be victorious. And what Baba says further, that, you see, whenever antamate sogate bolte na, just as I was telling you, when a person dies, it is said that his two things changes. I think all of you know, one is dress, other is address, you see. If a person dies, his dress, the body is dress, the body changes. So we don't know where he has gone, where, what, in this birth he was male, might be in next birth female or vice versa. So dress changes and address also changes. Where one has gone, we don't know. So we have to make ourselves practice to change our dress and address repeatedly in a day number of time. How to get ourselves, you see, adjusted with that situation? So Baba has given us 5 addresses and 5 types of dresses. You change in the day throughout. You remember those Murlis? 5 different. Sometimes you go mentally to golden age, Satyug. Put those princessly dresses as I am dancing, I am in Satyug, and mentally reach to golden age, that age. Then, 2nd dress, because in one state of mind, you may not be able to remain, we all may not be able to remain for more time, so change the second dress. Which is that second dress? Copper edge, bhakti mark, dwapar. Feel yourself as I am in the temple and I am in the form of deity, and before me a long queue of my devotees are there. And they are coming before me, I want this, they are begging from me, and I am fulfilling their desires. Just. So imagine that time that, I am in the temple, I am in the form of deities. I am fulfilling the desires of others. And when when my picture or my statue can fulfill the desires of others, so when I am in the living body here, I have to see that in this birth, I fulfill the desires of others. And I don't have my own desires. Ichcha matram avidya. So put that second dress and that address, reach throughout the world and sometimes do yoga. I am reminded that in India there is one festival, Navratri festival. 9 days, deities actually, they dance and sing and like that. So Baba has said number of times, this is more popular in one few states in Gujarat. So Baba said that day when outside people, they are dancing, etc., then you sit in meditation and in this form, as I am fulfilling the desires of others, you see. And when I am in that state of mind, I am in this one, I am the deity, all other are devotees, and they are seeing me, then I am very alert and active. That scene is still in my mind when the whole class and for 9 days we were doing yoga like this, fulfilling the desires. As now when Avyakt Bab Dada comes, Gulzar Dadi also, and Baba, just whenever sometimes Baba is visiting and Baba is doing like this. So I have to perform this part, because as the Baba, as the father, so the son. In the end, people will come to me, to all of us, all VKs, to get their desires fulfilled. So for that moment also, I have to be mentally prepared. Then third one is, I am in this Sangam Yuga. So here I have to be contented. And what Baba expects from me, I have to fulfill all the desires, Baba's, what Baba says. And in the end of this Sangam Yuga, what is my stage? Angels, you see. So feel always, fly. Early morning actually, it is nice to make a round of whole of the world, you see. Really, one enjoys. I always enjoy those moments, sometimes morning and evening. Thus, we are just flying. And in that one, just feel very light. I am flying. I am angel in that stage. Sometimes on that subcontinent, sometimes on that country, just my rays, my vibrations, I am sending. Nothing goes. This is only the making yourself, ourself, lifted, elevated to the higher state. And in the final stage, there is no dress, no paramdham, I am soul only, and these five dress and address, let me more the experience of changing these dress and addresses throughout the day, more easy it will be to have the final change of dress when the soul leaves the body. So like that, Baba actually has given number of tips to make ourselves ready for the final moments. And these are a few. Okay? Now the time is over, and if there is any question, well, otherwise we sit in meditation for a few minutes.